parcel of our job to get them out of their seats, if you know what I mean. We can't wait and rely on the feelings and the emotions of the supporters leading into different games, because, you know, they could have had a long week at work and they want to be entertained by the boys. So we fully understand that. It's our responsibility, but for sure any help that they can add, then that would be gratefully appreciated, not only by myself, but by the players.
You've had a little bit longer to build up to the first game because of the international break, admittedly with some players away as well. Have you learned quite a bit about the new guys in the last week?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much knew the new guys anyway, because don't forget, you know, they've been around the Championship for a little while, like I have myself. So there's not anything really that I found out glaringly that I think, oh my God, I didn't know that, or, you know, if anything, I suppose I've been pleasantly surprised, because what I've got this week is I've got to learn about their characters, and we've got some very good lads.
And there is some quality in this squad, particularly now with more players coming back to full fitness at a good time for you.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think that, I think probably what there is, the word is potential, probably rather than quality, if I'm going to be honest with you. But I don't want to take anything away from them with that. I want to take a little bit of pressure off of them by saying potential. Because I think what you have to be a quality player, you have to perform week in, week out. And today, we probably haven't done that. And the next few games, we've got to try and nail down some consistency to try and pick an 11, which I've said to the players, you know, I picked the team yesterday, we worked with the team yesterday, worked with the team today, worked with the team tomorrow. I may have got it wrong. Hopefully, for all of our sakes, I haven't. But I may have got the team wrong, which I suppose what that does is it keeps the door open and keeps the other players confident. But what we've got to try and create, when I came in here, I said about being a hard-working, competitive, cohesive, healthy, disciplined environment. And we've got to try and create that competitiveness within the squad, but healthily.
In terms of, I mean, you say you've got plenty of Championship experience, the man in the opposite dugout this Friday night has certainly got plenty in Neil Warnock. Always an interesting character to come up against.
Yeah, he's all right. I'm getting all right with Neil. I mean, it's not to say we won't have a row on Friday night, because if it comes to it, there's a great chance that'll happen. But that won't mean that I don't have respect for him or I don't like him. You know, he's done a fantastic job at Cardiff. I saw them last season. For me, made them solid last season when he went in, if unspectacular. And this season, they have started off in spectacular form. You know, he's added to it. His recruitment has been excellent. And they look like they've got a real good team there now.
After the defeat at Hull, you were watching from the stands. What has it been about since then? Has it been repair work, restoring confidence? What have you had from the players involved?
I've had everything from them. Absolutely everything from them. Whatever we've done on the training ground, they have done at 100% and no less since seeing them briefly after the whole game. As I've said before, you know, the whole game, when we look at it, we did get a bit of the short end of the stick that week. We played 24 hours after Hull played. On the third game in the Championship, that is a tough old haul. Lee spoke afterwards a game about potentially he could have changed the team, freshened it up. Yeah, that's great. But when you've just won a game like he's won a game and the boys haven't won for a while, the tendency would be to stick with the same team. So I fully understand why he did it. Unfortunately, what happened as well, we went to probably the longest pitch in the league, 114 metres by 74 or 75. So we went to one of the biggest pitches, which is important as well for me, pitch sizes, looking at that, trying to get those little added yards out of them, if you know what I mean, or added metres as it is now. So there was a lot of things that went against us that weekend. There's probably not a lot we can do about that, other than look forward now, because we can't dwell on that. If we dwell on that, we're never going to be able to go forward. So we tried to put that like I said, I spoke to the lads briefly. I didn't get up here late until the Friday night. There was no chance of doing anything on the training ground for me on the Friday morning when I'd been named. You know, a couple of people have said, I think I saw someone say somewhere about, why don't you take the team when you're named? Well, I didn't even know I got the job until late Thursday night. Friday night, Friday morning, getting yourself ready, driving all the way up here. By the time we finished, they'd already arrived in Hull. Lee had already done the tactics for the game. It would have been like stupidity, yeah, yeah, really, to try and take the team on that Saturday. So, you know, it's not something that if it had come my way, I would have ducked. I certainly wouldn't. I don't duck anything. And I wouldn't have ducked that. But, you know, since then, I have to say, they've been first class. Every single one of them have been first class.
Confidence, though, is between your ears, is a big part of this game of ours. And they've been beaten by six. Is their confidence shattered? Because you're coming up with a team that's full of it. Is that going to be an important factor?
I think that at the moment, if you were to see them on a training ground last week and this week, you won't say that their confidence is down. And I don't think you can ever gauge in training whether their confidence is down.
Yeah.
Because they haven't, until you've ever been in the arena, you don't know what it's like to pass that ball from A to B, to take the shot, to go and compete for that tackle. I suppose you don't get too much time to think about the tackle, but you know your passing and your movements and your shots and taking efforts on goal and all that. Until you've been in that arena and something's gone wrong for you, you'll never quite know what it's actually like to be back in the arena when you are low on confidence. Everything I've seen in training this week, I would have seen things that I would have been delighted with, things that I wasn't so happy with. Having said that, the one thing I can't find out, and I won't find out until Friday, is where their confidence levels are once they take that pitch. So 100% from the touchline at the weekend, the only thing they will get off for me is encouragement and to stick at it and stick at it and stick at it. Because if predominantly we're doing the right thing, it will come right for us.
In terms of that confidence, then not conceding is going to be very important. That, your confidence grows without conceding. If you do concede, it can be shattered again.
Yeah, but if you concede, as long as you score two and you only concede one, it don't make any difference.
Yeah,
so I'm, you know, I think that I wouldn't want to give you that line. I'm not saying you're looking for a line there, by the way.
I'm not,
but
by the way, I just want to
just talk
about confidence of players.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, you can concede a goal, but don't mean to say you're going to lose a game on the back of conceding a goal.
But after a 6-0 defeat,
yeah,
I'm just 6-1, I'm just wondering whether it affects you.
Well, it might do, if you're going to let it affect you.
I'll change the question. Would you rather score first?
I'd rather score first. I'd rather be the only one that scores in the game. I don't know about scoring first. I'd rather be the only one. But look, you know, we know what happens with that. And you can't, if you stick to whatever your game plan's going to be and what you want to do right in the game, and predominantly if you don't make any mistakes in that, you could well keep a clean sheet. Going into the game at the weekend, do I think we're going to have to score to get something out of this game? Yeah, I do, because I think they're dangerous. But we've worked on a lot of the stuff. You know, there won't be anything the weekend that will be as a surprise. The work has been done in terms of there'll be no surprises for us. If somebody goes and hits a shot that's out of this world, there's not a lot you can do about that. Hopefully it's one of our boys.
Just finally from me, what about what do you expect from them? You'd have had them watch, you've got reports. What do you expect from Cardiff?
Well, a typical Neil Warnock team, really. You know, they'll be difficult to break down. They'll want to get it forward. They'll want to play off the front man. They'll be competitive and a big team.